This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. President Trump this week discussed the importance of year-round E15 for America's farmers and the potential for more domestic production of fertilizer. We will hear more from President Trump next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds,
including mare's tail.
Including mare's tail.
Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
During the president's farm aid announcement at the White House this week, the topic of year-round E15 was brought up. President Trump asked Iowa farmer Court Holub what year-round E15 sales would mean for farmers.
Trying to get E15 year-round. Let's continue to work on that. I think we can have a lot of domestic product used here in the country, and we can keep America first. And if we keep that E15, you could have the biggest.
E15 is a big deal.
E15 is a great deal, year round.
Trump and USDA Secretary Rawlins also addressed high farm input costs and the potential for more domestic fertilizer production.
A lot of it does come in from Canada. And so we'll end up putting very severe tariffs on that if we have to. Very severe tariffs on from coming into other countries. You'll be making your own fertilizer very soon.
In fact, Secretary Burgum, our Secretary of the Interior, I and Secretary Bessent and others, we have a whole plan in place, including the reshoring of fertilizer and the opportunity to do it in America.
The president also spoke about farm equipment and environmental requirements for manufacturers.
Farming equipment has gotten too expensive. And a lot of the reason is because they put these environmental excesses on the equipment, which don't do a thing except make it complicated, make it impractical. And you really have to be, in many cases, you need about 185 IQ to turn on a lawnmower.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.